From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Presidents Obama and Putin discuss Syria and Ukraine. Presidents Obama and Putin met late Monday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, agreeing they must help defeat the Islamic State group and hold military-to-military talks to avoid any potential conflict in Syria. But they disagreed over the country's political future. Their exchange, the first in more than 2 years, was described as focused and businesslike. Earlier in his remarks to the General Assembly, Mr. Obama said the U.S. is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia, to resolve the Syrian conflict, but it can't allow a return to the status quo.
Assad and his allies can't simply pacify the broad majority of a population who've been brutalized by chemical weapons and indiscriminate bombing. Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
The Russians see Mr. Assad as a bulwark against extremists and oppose his removal from power. The two men also discussed Ukraine, with Mr. Obama underscoring his support for the country's sovereignty in light of the conflict involving pro-Russian separatists. The interim leader of the Central African Republic, Catherine Samba-Panza, left early from the UN General Assembly session to return home because of renewed sectarian violence plaguing the capital of her country. Reports from Bangui say dozens have been killed in 3 days of clashes involving Christians and Muslims, sparked by the death of a Muslim man. There were protests like this one, where protesters set fire to tires and demanded UN peacekeepers and French soldiers leave. At least three people died when they marched on the presidential palace. The CAR erupted in sectarian violence in 2013. This is VOA News. A suspected Saudi-led airstrike targeting Houthi Shia rebels instead struck a wedding party in the country's southwest, killing nearly 40 people. Many of the victims were women and children. Dozens were wounded. A coalition spokesman denied any involvement, insisting no air operations were conducted in the area over the past 3 days. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will depart New York for Tehran Monday, cutting short his visit to the UN General Assembly so that he can take part in a ceremony for Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. At least 170 Iranians have been confirmed dead among those killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca. More than 300 Iranians are still missing. The death toll now, about 770 total, is expected to rise. Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have seized control of Kunduz after staging a well-coordinated offensive against the northern city. It is a major setback for the year-old unity government and Afghan security forces, so says RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank.
This is not merely the first time that the Taliban have taken Kunduz. This is the first time they've taken any provincial capital since they were ousted from power in 2001.
Afghan officials say commando units of national security forces have arrived in Kunduz and are preparing to launch a counteroffensive to retake control. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says most of Kunduz had fallen to the Taliban and said Afghan forces were regrouping at the airport. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, in his remarks to the UN General Assembly Monday, urged other nations to invest in economic development in Africa.
Africa is not looking for handouts. Rather, it is looking for partners in massive infrastructural development, in creating and exploiting the value chains from the God-given natural resources, and in improving the quality of life of the continent's citizens.
Mr. Mugabe also called for UN reforms and has been a longtime critic of the lack of a permanent Security Council seat for an African country. A Zimbabwean court Monday postponed the trial of hunter Theo Bronkhorst, who is linked to the killing of a rare black maned lion named Cecil that caused an international controversy back in July. Bronkhorst is accused of taking part in the illegal tracking and killing of the protected lion by American dentist Walter Palmer. It is the second time the case has been delayed, now to October 15th. Bronkhorst's lawyer insists the facts presented by the prosecution do not reach the level of a crime and wants the case thrown out. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.